Patriots, have you ever heard that song? Thank you, CC Winans, for that beautiful song. Oh my goodness, she's on it. He has made us a group of priests. Isn't that what she just said? She said, from every nation and tribe, from every people and tongue, he has made us a kingdom to be priests to God, to reign with the sun. I'm going to pop that real quick over in the chat so you guys can have that. I had never heard that song, but I just thought that you would really enjoy that. Happy Resurrection Day weekend, commemorating what our Lord Jesus did for us. And, you know, bigger than anything is that he bought this not only to free us from sin, but also to free us from all our enemies. Praise the Lord that he bought that with his own blood. And what we're watching right now is the beginning of this beautiful kingdom that he bought for us 2,000 years ago. Hey, Tammy, how are you, darling?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to share this. We're going to talk about the golden age today. Also in the Bible, you know, it talks about 1,000 years of peace. It's also, we have called it the millennial reign of Christ, and it's all the same. Here's our book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. We're on the study guide, number 23. Here we go. The End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. And we're going to talk today about what is going to happen in that beautiful day. Here's the website right here, freedomforce.live, 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 live. And so tons of research over there for you. So all of it for free. You can just, you know, and share it with people. You'll go into specifically freedomforce.live/endtimes to give someone a primer on what End Times is really about. And then actually, if you scroll down on the first page, you'll see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man, and you'll see the books where we've compiled most of the critical research. Basically, the Decode of Revelation is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. That's the one of each of these minor prophets. We're going to talk about Isaiah, who's a major prophet today. Lots of wonderful things that he told us, but these minor prophets were telling us, and we never saw it. I never saw it. But we had to wake up first. And then this is biblical, 17 Bible stories about how this is a roadmap for us. But yeah, so I hope you guys did your homework. I hope you guys are ready. This one, you're going to love this one. This is not a scary one. This is a fun one. This one is about this golden age that we're going into. And don't forget, hit that like button. Smash it right now. Don't forget to do that right now. Hit the subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung so you know when we're going live. So sometimes I might do a surprise when you never know. So make sure your bell is rung and it'll notify you. And then make sure to always share. I really, really appreciate it. It's so important. And actually, I hope you guys are coming to the Miami event. I have posted that link. We're coming up on it real quick. I'm going to be speaking on May Day. May Day. And I hope you guys can go with me and we can get to see each other in person. So anyway, just pray for us. Pray for our team Melly going out there. All right, so here we are. This is it. We're on chapter 23, and I called it the Marvelous Millennial Reign of Christ. The Marvelous Millennial Reign of Christ. All right, so let's get started. You ready, Tammy?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Oh, thank you. She's here. Thank you. I get too excited. All right, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. Thank you for my wonderful Tammy who keeps me in line. Thank you so much. Thank you for our wonderful team, Melly. Thank you for our wonderful Freedom Force Battalion. Thank you for teaching us, Lord, and for what you have bought for us with your own blood, Lord Jesus, that you saw past all the suffering, you saw past all the pain, and you loved us so much that you would take on hell itself and the wrath of God against sin to pay the penalty that we couldn't pay. You paid it for us. We praise you and thank you. And we thank you that you have purchased this golden age, this millennial reign where we will rule and reign with you like Cece was singing. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Be with us as we study. Bless us to really soak in your word. I pray for everyone to really receive this wonderful truth because we have beautiful, beautiful, bright days ahead. There's nothing to fear. We praise you and thank you and love you. In your great name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, now let's go. Let's go. Hit it.
So the millennial reign of Christ on earth will be marvelous. Here's what it will be like. One of my most favorite verses in the Bible is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Of course, this passage is intended for each of us personally to encourage us during difficult times. But what are the worldwide plans?
Right.
The Lord is promising to humanity.
Yes. Everybody knows that verse. Everybody loves that verse, Jeremiah 29:11. And when the Lord spoke through Jeremiah and told him that, they were at that point being kicked out of the land. They were being scattered. And so it looks like, okay, well, you know, God is, you know, so angry and he's just said, forget it, forget it. But that's not what he was doing. He was actually dispersing the people so they wouldn't be under the rule of these evil kings like Ahab and Jezebel. So, yeah, what did you have on number one for your answer, Miss Tammy?
That he's promised us a wonderful future for all of humanity, and his timing is perfect, and he's been working toward that for many years, and we're getting closer.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the things that I don't think is really taught in the modern church enough, that he's got a whole plan that he's working to restore humanity. You know, like what's that famous Paradise Lost and Paradise Restored? He's working toward bringing us, you know, restoring humanity. But we all, you know, had to fill the earth with believers all over the world, right? He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and that's one of the reasons he scattered us. He scattered our ancestors. And, you know, my contention is that many of us are Israelites, and we don't even know it. So this was our ancestors, and it is not for disaster. I'm not doing this for disaster. And many of us have experienced that in our lives, that something happens and you're like, this is the worst thing. God's mad at me. I'm in trouble. He doesn't love me. But it's not the truth. It's not the truth. He does love us. He's working for our good, to give us hope and a future, right? All right. So number two.
Okay. Praise the Lord that he promised hope and a future on earth for all of humanity. Put in your own words what Isaiah was describing in Isaiah 61:3 about his glory upon us and the radiance we will have. Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance.
Amen. Wow. Wow. Isn't that awesome? I love that. Arise. And Jerusalem is the city of peace. Jerusalem means literally the city of peace. And this is you. You know, you could be listening from Venezuela. You could be listening from China. You can be, you know, wherever you are, you physically live on this earth. If you are part of this city of peace, compared to Babylon, the opposite of Babylon is this city of wickedness, right? And so you only live in one of two cities, the city of peace or the city of wickedness. There's not a middle ground. There's, you know, one or the other. And so, yeah, arise and let your light shine. So this is what the Lord wanted us to do. The glory of the Lord rises on you, but darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. But the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. So this is the thing. There's been so much darkness and confusion. Really, there has, no doubt. And a lot of people are just, you know, wandering around looking for truth. And as the Bible said, they'll go to and fro looking for truth. They can't find it. You know, I'm so glad you're here because I'm so thankful the Lord has helped us to, you know, understand this truth. And we had to kind of come out of this some of these dark places to really have get the light shining on us of truth. Anyway, so it says it's the glory of the Lord that he's helped us to understand this truth. All nations will come to your light and mighty kings will come to see your radiance. This is going to be a beautiful thing. You're going to love Isaiah 60. It's about what's happening right now. We've been waiting for this day to come when all of a sudden this darkness would just flee and we would have step into this light. So what are your thoughts on that number two, Miss Tammy?
There's so many promises throughout the Bible, and even if you just think of a few of them, the righteous will rule.
Yes.
Every knee will bow.
Yes.
Everyone will know who God's special people are.
Yes.
The people will inherit the earth. I mean, there's just so many promises there that this will come to a point where there will be no doubt. And,
right.
You know, we say no doubt all the time, but I think this is when everyone will see, no doubt, we are here.
Yes, yes. And I think
His light will shine upon us.
That's right. I love that. I think more and more people are starting to recognize that something is very, very wrong with this one group. Like this whole, like today what's happening in the news, here it is, 4/19, April 19th. 2025, and we're seeing that our court system is so corrupt, you know, but that we as the people are fighting for our country, fighting for, you know, to stop these criminal gangs. So, yeah, did you guys say, I'm going to say this real super quick. I'm going to shout out to MJ. Congratulations on that. He saw the marks on that guy's hands, which is proof that he had done all these things to be part of MS-13, and President Trump re-truthed that. So yay. Yeah. So we're trying to help everybody know that this is not just your typical vanilla criminal. These people are bad to the bone. But anyway, we are, everyone's starting to see that, you know, we need to take our country back. So not just our country, but every country. All right. Number three.
Okay. I just want to say real quickly,
yes,
having somebody even going to try and bring him back is everything is upside down.
It is. It really is. It's that. But the more shocking it is, the more easier it is for people to see. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does it mean that your sons and daughters will be carried home? Isaiah 64. Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home.
Yes. Okay. A lot of you have had this problem in your family. It's not just about sons and daughters, but any type of family relationship. And I know you guys, you know, have had some struggles with that a lot. I hear you. I see your comments. And so just imagine that this is all going to be restored. It's not about their physical location. It's that there's a separation, a distance between us a lot of times, because we're in here fighting hard and they don't understand. Many of them have been brainwashed. And so it's really been difficult. Do you remember our Lord Jesus said that, you know, sometimes your enemies will be the people of your own household. It's hard. It sucks. Okay. It's no good. Everybody hates it. But look, everyone's coming home. Everyone's going to be restored to each other. Everyone will be restored to each other. Your sons, your daughters will be carried home. Okay. So just hold on to that promise, you guys. Love it. I love it. Anything else you want to add, Miss Tammy?
No. Sons, daughters, moms, dads, everyone. It's
yes.
going to be
helpful. All these friendships, because of what you just said in that the prior verse, is that because all this deception will fall away, and so there won't be any reason. They're like, oh, I see now. We were done, you know.
Right. And I've said it before, we all love the Lord. We just are on different sides of love, and it's not going to matter who's right at that point if
right.
it's not the evil ones, the good ones that are separated.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Division. And deceit goes away.
Yes, we must be getting pretty close, because it's becoming more obvious to, you know,
yes,
most people, like, hey,
it is.
We don't want MS-13 roaming the streets. And that poor woman who spoke this week again, here it is, April 19th, this week, one of the beautiful angel moms spoke. And it was just so obvious that her daughter would be alive if this person had not been roaming the streets. You know, so mm-hmm. I think I'm so thankful that our Freedom Force Battalion, if you're new here and you don't know about our social media, this is the social media right here on this, right here. You can see all the social media and you can share these things, whether it's on Truth, Telegram, X, Getter, all these places. And of course, here are the video channels right here. But yeah, so, you know, it's important that we share this, because a lot of people will not see it in their feed. Their feed is so controlled. All right, number four.
Describe the joy of Isaiah 60, 5 through 6, and the abundance of goods and wealth. Your eyes will shine, and your heart will thrill with joy, for merchants from around the world will come to you. They will bring you the wealth of many lands. Vast caravans of camels will converge on you, the camels of Midian and Ephah. The people of Sheba will bring gold and frankincense and will come worshiping the Lord.
Amen. Wow. How about that? How about that? Very similar. Last week, was it last week? Maybe the week before, we talked about all the merchants are going to cry because they're losing all their ability to really steal from us and enslave humanity because they've been doing all this and having people work for slave wages all over the world and you know, just taking all the jobs, and it's just been awful. So look at this. But instead of that, it says the merchants from all the world will come to you, bringing the vast wealth of many lands. Isn't that great? Because President Trump talks about going to make America wealthy again. And the thing is, it's not just America. It's all these people who've been enslaved in China, in all of the world, really, and that they will have. Things for themselves. That's exactly what the tariffs are about, is to make sure that the people of China are not working to send over all these goods to America and basically enslaving all of us. This whole system that they've set up is intended to make them wealthy and everybody else have nothing, right? But that's no more. Isaiah 60, verse 5, they'll bring the wealth of many lands. It's, you know, again, doesn't matter where you live. It's not about, you know, one group hoarding all this wealth. It's about everyone having this wealth, all of God's people, all over the world, the vast caravans of camels. Yeah, I don't really think it's going to be a camel. it's very beautiful symbolism. If you can just imagine someone coming just with all these goods, the people of Sheba will bring gold and frankincense and worship the Lord. So do you have any other thoughts on that, the gold and the frankincense?
Well, yeah, and in one sense, too, it's not only just about money. It says you don't have to sit there and say, am I going to eat today or am I going to pay rent?
Thank you.
It's more about that right. We will live yes. in happiness and peace and joy and we aren't want for nothing.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. I just cannot wait. I cannot wait. This stress, yeah, your girlfriend of mine just was messaging me yesterday about, you know, just the struggle is real. You know, and she was really at the last little rope. And so, you know, it's, you know, everybody just share whatever you have, you know, because so many people are struggling and we just all have to be there for each other. Right. It's just been tough. And we're all just, you know, having to just serve each other and help each other through these difficult times until this day comes. We're going to get there. All right. So I'm going to mention something. I saw that Matthew Corey was saying, you know, about the loss of family members, and I'm so sorry. And so just hang in there. Just hang on. We're going to get there. It's like the last days of, you know, you think of a war that's going on and you're thinking, you know, it's so hard to hold on. And it's just that day, what do you call it? Armistice Day could be the very next day. Something very interesting. A couple things. I just posted this before I came on. First of all, Putin finally today called an armistice. Praise the Lord. Said a truce. So they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to do any more attacks. And they are just going to, you know, protect themselves if they are attacked. Okay. So that's where we are on that. Praise the Lord. Here we are for Easter. He's doing it for Resurrection Day. Praise the Lord on that. And then it's just been so awful. Praise the Lord. And then making the wars to cease to the ends of the earth as he promised. And then number two, what was the other thing that happened this morning? I want to say this real super quick because it's really, really important. There's just so much going on. Oh, this was an interesting thing, and not to be, you know, datey or whatever, but President Trump, okay, this is the anniversary of Lexington and Concord, which was the shot heard around the world, which we've also heard about on the board. So there you go. We'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. But, you know, it's talking about, you know, is something happening? Because President Trump posted, and he was saying that the President Trump made a little typo, this 17th. Anyway, it's just very interesting. Just, you know, either way, we're just holding on until that day comes, but it could be any day that we see, you know, the end of our enemies, because clearly everybody who's got their eyes open at all can see that everything is, you know, these criminals are out of control. Even our court system, even the Supreme Court coming down with that ruling today that President Trump could not remove people, which is outrageous. We can bring in people into our country that are not vetted, but we can't remove them. Anyway, so we're ready. We are ready. As I've said before, that 420 is very interesting in the heavens, what's going on with Jupiter Melchizedek. So we'll see. I'm ready for all of it. So just everybody hang in there. We're going to get there. Just thank goodness, thank the Lord, we're not at the point where we still have Biden in office, or thank God we don't have Kamala in office. We have our wonderful president. So everybody just hang in there. All right. So yeah, those offerings of gold and frankincense. What do you think of those, Miss Tammy?
That's worship and praise. It's everything that we're giving him. Yes.
Yes, like that beautiful song. Yes. And I think that also frankincense, something I've done, that you use that for healing.
Yes, healing.
Right? And so, but we're offering all these things up to him and saying, thank you, Lord, that it's because of you that we'll be set free from all these attacks of the enemy, whether it's in our finances, whether it's our health, all of these things. All the gold and the frankincense will be brought to it, and will come. All these people will come worshiping the Lord. So, yeah, he's not going to just take the gold and hoard it to himself. That's not what it's for. He wants it for us. It's just like when a mom or dad just like it loves to lavish, you know, good things on their kids, right? All right, number six.
Okay, what does it mean that I will accept their offerings, and who is this describing? The flocks of Kedar will be given to you, and the rams of Nebaioth will be brought for my altars. I will accept their offerings, and I will make my temple glorious.
Yep. So this is maybe a verse we just passed on by, but what is this talking about, Miss Tammy?
Oh, that he is anyone who comes to him and believes in him, that he will be there for everyone.
Amen.
Oh, I know. And we will... Yeah, from the least to the greatest.
Amen. Amen. Yes. All these blessings that are going to be poured out on humanity. This is what Isaiah 60 is talking about. If you read the whole of Isaiah, he's talking about all the struggles and then, of course, the revealing of course Christ in Isaiah 53, and then moving toward the blessing on all of humanity. Basically, that's what Isaiah, the whole book is talking about, is getting us to this point where we'll see this beautiful blessing. And this is that, well, I picked Isaiah 60. So he'll accept our offerings. And it's, you know, it's going to be people all over the world. You know, I think I'm going to get to that verse here in a second, where the woman at the well said, when the Christ appears, he will reveal all these things to all of us. He'll explain all this. And so, yeah, they've tried to make us where we kind of look down on others, and it's really not good. And it's, you know, our only thing is, are you in Christ's kingdom, God's kingdom, or are you in Satan's kingdom? That's the only thing we really need to know, is not, you know, necessarily whether someone is, all the different things they might, you know, necessarily believe or not believe. It's because there's been a lot of deception. Even the study that we're doing on end times, we realize that they've controlled the teachings so that, you know, it's hard to get the truth, even in God's house, which is terrible. And we're going to get to that part here in a minute, how the God's house is going to be restored too. So look at all these blessings. We're on verse 8, and we've already just have so much restoration. So beautiful. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Question 7 or?
Yes, go ahead, do 7.
Okay. Unfortunately, the Lord's house has not been a place of his glory recently, but during the millennial kingdom, it will be. Put in your own words what it will be like, for I will make my temple glorious, to be fulfilled. Yes. So it's going to be restored.
Yes.
It'll be restored to a house of prayer, a house of the Lord, for all the righteous things that, you know, for righteous people to come and praise and glorify God and not get all the head trips, I guess. Not get all the head, the deception.
Yes. That's
what, you know, okay. Even people honestly up there believing what they're saying because they've been trained by somebody else to believe what they're saying.
Right.
And so I don't feel it's intentional, some of the things. But
I agree. Yep. I think you're exactly right. I will make my temple glorious. And this is where, I was talking about the woman at the well. She was like, I know he will reveal all these things to us. So I have dear friends who are Muslim. I have dear friends who are, you know, of different religions or maybe not even religion at all. And now, because they've seen that, you know, maybe how the church has been hijacked, unfortunately, you know, and it's been really difficult because it's, you know, when you see a lot of, you know, what's been going on in, with the trafficking, you see how they've, you know, your money has gone to trafficking. It's a lot of times in these churches, it's just been sickening. And then you see how many of them have, you know, taught to take the jab. I mean, it's just been tough because you're like, I can't go with that. And it's been, you know, anyway, and so highly controlled. So it's really hard to have these, you know, lasting and real connection. That's why I'm so glad you're here. You know, you might not feel like you can, you know, you may have difficulty with different relationships, but we've got each other right here at the Freedom Force Battalion. So I'm glad you guys are here. Anyway, his temple, which is his people. It's not about a building, his people. And he will make us glorious. And just imagine if you just can, it's hard to imagine this, but imagine having this communion with someone, this fellowship with someone, and there's not all this dissension. There's not all this difficulty because you have to figure out, oh, okay, I can't say that because they'll get offended about that. Or I can't say this because they'll be offended about that. And it's been so hard, but this is going to be where everyone will, since that deception will fall away, we can just enjoy a conversation and it'll be just such unity. It's going to be beautiful. All right. And actually, I'm going to say this super quick. Tags Death came out saying, you know, that it's not true. Diversity is not our strength. Unity of purpose is our strength. And that's how they know that's how what has brought us, you know, really harmed so much of humanity, keeping us all divided. But when we're all unified, it's going to be glorious. All right. All right. Number 8.
So what hope does Isaiah 68:9 give humanity? And what do I see flying like clouds to Israel, like doves to their nests? They are ships from the ends of the earth, from lands that trust in me, led by the great ships of Tarshish. They were bringing the people of Israel home from far away, carrying their silver and gold. They will honor the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has filled you with splendor.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So what is that talk about? What do I see? Flying like clouds to Israel, like doves back to their nest. Imagine a dove is flying and going back to their nest. What is that talking about, Miss Tammy?
Well, he's keeping his promise to us that we are his people. All the people that are scattered everywhere will finally realize who we are.
Amen.
In him.
That's right. That's right. They are bringing the people of Israel home. Again, they led us to believe that this was about a certain group of people going back to a certain little piece of land. But that's too simplistic. That is not the fulfillment of this joy that we're talking about right here in Isaiah 60. That is just and clearly that did not bring peace to the world. Let's just be honest. That can't be it. That cannot be the truth of the fulfillment of this passage. The fulfillment of this passage is where all of God's people, wherever we've been scattered, clearly the Bible talks very clearly about that. And again, like I was saying, all these minor prophets they're telling about, and Jeremiah, whatever, so talking about how all these people being scattered all over the world, you know, that was, you know, what is it talking about that we're bringing, being brought back? Is it about us physically moving from one place to another? No. It's about us being restored into like you were saying, Tammy, knowing who we are and knowing that we have brothers and sisters all over the world, that we are all part of his amazing, beautiful family. And it's not even so much about bloodline or physical progeny. It's about that we as you were saying earlier, Tammy, so well, that we love him, but many of us have been brainwashed about one thing or 10. And so we're all being brought home. We're all being brought together, right? It just, I want you to really receive that today. They've been bringing the people of Israel home from far away, carrying their silver and their gold. They will honor the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has filled you with splendor. It's hard for even to imagine. It's really, we've been so divided for so long. And imagine, it's just going to be so beautiful. Talk about splendor. Such amazing hope. Such amazing hope. And having everyone having plenty, no more of this. That's why this is not going to be wars. Why would we fight a war? We're all working for the good of all of humanity. So exciting. So beautiful. All right. Number 9.
How does Isaiah 60:10 apply to ruined towns in places like Africa and inner cities of America and Venezuela and Afghanistan and Gaza? Who are these foreigners who will rebuild your towns? Foreigners will come to rebuild your towns, and their kings will serve you. For though I have destroyed you in my anger, I will now have mercy on you through my grace.
Amen. Well, there you go. What is this about ruined towns, Miss Tammy?
All the places that they've taken and destroyed from us, where we've had people, leaders, have been installed and done things, and I'm purposely look at our towns. I mean, look at San Francisco. That's always my first one. I look at that. I used to live in California, but everything that they've taken will come back to us, no matter how far away matter what levity they had before. If they thought they were so powerful before, they will lose all that, and we will gain.
Yes.
And all our cities will be rebuilt.
Yes. Isn't that awesome?
Better than ever.
Yes. Anybody doubt that? You look at Trump and you know he's going to make every town great again. Mm-hmm. Tucker was talking about going to all across middle America and just everybody's struggling so much. And, the homes are falling down around a lot of people's ears. I mean, it's been really, really tough. And, because if you're just barely eking a living out, right? And how much they're taking from our taxes and all that. So what does it mean, though, that the kings will serve you?
That's kind of what I feel is those ones who thought they were in power before will now get, everything that they've taken from us will be returned. So those assets will be returned so that that's what we will use to rebuild our towns, I think.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yes, they will. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous.
Right.
And so they will not have it. We will confiscate this. We've already talked about this from Habakkuk, soon your captives will taunt you. They will mock you, saying, "What sorrow awaits you, thieves?" And your debtors will take action and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. Again, that is Habakkuk chapter 2. If you're not familiar with that, this is the beautiful truth from that the major clues from Minor Prophets. They were telling us about this day when, everything they had stolen from us will come back. But we had to wait until the earth was filled with God's people so that we would have people in place in every town to rule rightly. Go ahead, Miss Tammy.
I was going to say just Doge, just like Doge, everything that they're bringing to light. And then all our congressmen who only make 170, yet they're worth millions.
Right. just raiding us, taking and just stealing. Right. All the assets, exactly. Yep. But that's, all that we already know on the treasury.gov. If you haven't seen that SDN list, it's over 3,100 pages, I think, now of assets that have been seized. Mm-hmm. And then the tariffs and all that. So all what it means with these kings is all these people in these high positions of power who've taken and taken and taken and taken, they will have to give it all back. How exciting is that? We already see it. We already see it on treasury.gov. If you haven't seen it, I'll go ahead and pop it right quick, just in case there's people new here who haven't seen this. Here is the list. Let's see how many pages we're up to now. It is 3,045 pages. Look at this. Three columns, tiny print. And these are all assets that have already been seized. This is not about looking at them being seized. This is already seized. So I'm going to pop that over into the chat so you guys can keep that and share that with people so that it'll really help them to see some what's really going on behind the scenes. Yeah, President Trump doesn't really talk about it, but it's right there on treasury.gov. So it's not like it's on some, you know, offshoot website. It's on the treasury.gov website. All right, one other thing. It says, for though I've destroyed you in my anger, for now I will now have mercy on you through my grace. That one sounds a little scary. It's like, why, you know, why were you destroying us? And again, you've got to look at it, the big picture. It, as I said from Jeremiah 29:11, he's not doing this to harm us. He's doing this to give us hope in a future. Because if we had stayed under the evil kings like Jezebel and Ahab, then it would have been, they would have killed, they would have snuffed out all the people of Israel. They had to be scattered to save their lives, okay? And destroying what everything that they had known, it appeared like it was destroyed. And the Lord was angry because they were participating in these evil things. So the Lord was angry, no doubt. No doubt about it. And so, but it's kind of like when, you know, as a parent, you know, if your child does something wrong, you're disappointed in them and you they have to be punished and you're angry that they would do such a thing. But you're not like, don't love them anymore, right? You love them. You just, you know, you're like, this can't happen. This will destroy your life. That's the attitude, okay? All right, number 10.
How will the righteous be treated in the millennial kingdom?
How about that?
The descendants of your tormentors will come and bow before you. Those who despise you will kiss your feet. They will call you the city of the Lord and Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Though you were once despised and hated, with no one traveling through you, I will make you beautiful forever, a joy to all generations. Powerful kings and mighty nations will satisfy your every need, as though you were a child nursing at the breast of a queen. You will know at last that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel.
Wow. What a passage. I told you you would love Isaiah 60. I love this passage. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, this is something. The descendants of your tormentors will come and bow before you. Those who despised you will kiss your feet. Okay, they physically might not necessarily come and bow. Okay, it's not about that. It's about, like I said, you see over here on treasury.gov, they are, you know, they thought they were running the high life all this time. And they were controlling everything. And there was nothing that we could do about it. And now they're realizing they are losing, that they're losing all their power and they can't stop it. And they're having to accept that fact. They're fighting hard still, but they have realized that we are going to defeat them and we're going to have, the righteous will inherit the earth just like the Lord promised. And they're going to have to give all that they've stolen back to us. Praise the Lord. You're seeing that with the assets that have been retrieved already. So, and also nobody's listening to the mainstream media. Those kinds of things are happening. They'll call you the city of the Lord, Zion, the Holy One of Israel. You, listen, I want you to hear that. It's you. It's not who they've said is Zion. It's not who, they've used that term Zionist. Zion is the city of God. Remember I was saying Jerusalem is the city of peace. Zion is the city of God. They've taken that, they've hijacked that name to use it for themselves, but they will have to call you, you're the real Zion. You, all those people who love God all over the world, you're the real Zion. You are the real chosen people of Israel. How about that? This is the truth. Though you were despised and hated, no one traveling through you. In other words, nobody wants to come to these, you know, poor cities that are broken down, right? Because they've just made us like, you know, slaves. He says, I'll make you beautiful forever, a joy to all generations. How about that, you guys? Isn't that awesome? This is what we're looking forward to. This is what we're going to see. Your town made glorious, beautiful, a joy. Not just, you know, the streets. Yes, the streets will be beautiful, because you know, but it's just, imagine the peace and the unity and and just the blessing that everyone will have the things that they need. It's going to be, and health, it's going to be beautiful. As though you were a child nursing at the breast of a queen, you will know that I'm your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. So you think of a child who's nursing at the breast of a queen, not a care in the world, not a care in the world. That's the picture of this passage. Isn't that beautiful? All right. Question number 11. Did you have something else to add, Miss Tammy?
No, I don't. I think
I covered it. All right. Number 11.
What will all the world know about our Lord Jesus? Isaiah 60:16.
Yes. This one right here.
Powerful He's the King kings. Of the world.
Yes. I am your Savior and your Redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will know. Let's just be honest. Everybody has known that these people have been running everything. And then they'll know that the Lord has really saved us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a verse, I can't remember exactly where it is, in one of the minor prophets, it says that they will say, oh, they found strength in the Lord their God. They're freaking mm-hmm. out because they realize that all this time it looked like the Lord had just abandoned us and left us. But he, you know, it says also, this beautiful passage, it says that when they see the woman in labor, he says, I've long been silent, but now I will groan and pant like a woman in labor. The Lord, it appeared that the Lord had left us. It wasn't even really helping us to stop these evildoers from all the evil things that they were doing. But now he is, they realize, oh no, they found strength in the Lord, their God. They have awakened. That's what it's talking about. Who loves the minor prophets? They were telling us. We just didn't know. I didn't understand it because we weren't awake. But now that we're awake, we get it. So everyone's going to know he is the Savior and he does love us. All right. Number 12.
Okay. Instead of having broken down leftovers and scraps, what will we enjoy? I will exchange your bronze for gold, your iron for silver, your wood for bronze, and your stones for iron. I will make peace your leader and righteousness your ruler.
How about that?
Plenty.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Everything high quality and beautifully crafted for everyone worldwide. New roads and bridges and airports. We have worked hard for it and finally benefit from all our labor.
Yay! Isn't that what Trump talks about? Everything's just all broken down. It's all mm-hmm. going to look like Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
And no more of these scraps. Okay, who wants to take their bronze and take it and exchange it for gold? Y'all got some bronze you want to exchange for gold? All these things that, you know, let's just say if maybe you've been getting by with certain things, maybe a broken down car, you know, but you're going to have, you know, everything that you need and not leave left on the side of the road or, you know, whatever it is. Everybody will have what they need. Everyone. Amen. I can't even wait. All right. Number 13, fill in those blanks for us, Miss Tammy.
Okay. Well, peace will be our leader and righteousness will be our ruler.
That's right.
And that's Isaiah 60:17. I will make peace your leader and righteousness your ruler.
Love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. And we see it even now. We mm-hmm. will not have, again, this week, this very week, you know, Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, was trying to start a war with Iran. And President Trump said, not doing that. Mm-hmm. Not doing that. We want to stop them from having a nuclear weapon, which we know that this is not the Iranian people. It's the evil CIA Mossad people that have been running it to try to run both sides of the war. But no more. And President Trump said, nope, we're not doing that. They're not going to have a nuclear weapon, but we're not going to start a war over this. And he's talking about how he loves the people and the great people of Iran. So, yeah, peace. Peace will be our leader, our president of peace, and righteousness, your ruler. Everything run right. When you think of the word righteousness, think it's being run right, properly. That's what righteousness really is. It's not about, you know, standing there with the, you know, with your hands crossed or like this. It's about having people run the border properly, people running, like Dr. Oz was just set up to straighten out Medicare. You know, he just was installed yesterday. You've got, you know, of course, our wonderful RFK Jr. working so hard to straighten out, you know, our health issues and straighten out the autism. It's just a beautiful thing. Enjoy the show. I love righteousness being our rulers. Love it. Love people doing the right thing and straightening out the border. You know, in the past, this was driving us insane of how they were leaving the border open. But now that has been shut down. Tom Homan, kudos to him. It's a beautiful thing to watch. All right, number 14.
Can you imagine no more harm or destruction in all the world? Write down some of the implications of this truth about our future. So Isaiah 16:18, violence will disappear from your land. The desolation and destruction of war will end. Salvation will surround you like city walls, and praise will be on the lips of all who enter there.
Amen. Amen. I love it. No more violence.
No more wars. No more.
Yes. No more. Right.
Our kids use as fodder, I guess. No more heartbreak. Everyone's safe.
Yes.
You know, peace and joy. Can't wait.
Yes. Yeah. And praise will be on the lips of all the people. How about that? It's going to be so beautiful. This is coming up, coming soon. Violence will disappear. And so what's happening right now is, you know, the Supreme Court said that President Trump cannot go and remove all these people who are brought in here unvetted, which is completely outrageous. But I said, well, we already know that military is the only way. It appears that that's what we're headed for, is that very soon. Don't be surprised if that happens. President Trump says, well, I'm going to call out my military to remove them. I don't know. We're in a stalemate here. We're not going to sit here and let these people stay in our country. And we cannot go through, and it would take forever to go through and have a trial for each one of them. That's not possible. It's not possible when they were brought in by the millions. So we will see what happens, but the violence will disappear. It will disappear from the land. All right, so now number 15.
In the millennial kingdom, will there be insurance, lawyers, courts, prisons, hospitals? Try to put down in words the implication of Isaiah 11:4-9. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Tammy. Mm-hmm. All right. So do you want to shout out your thoughts on that one?
Well, I think everyone's going to be treated fairly.
Yay!
And we will have court systems that treat people fairly.
Yep.
There are probably still people, it says that he will destroy the wicked if they come, anything happens. So, I mean,
right.
I don't know what time frame that would be.
So it says here about, the question is, will there be insurance? I feel like, you know, it is. This is not the kingdom. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say more just like everyday life, not all this craziness that we've been subjected to, all these crazy weather things that destroy everyone's homes, all these, you know, the violence and stuff. It would be more like normal things. And so there would be normal procedures and people and expertise that we would need in each field, I would think.
Yes, yes. And for example, yesterday, Dr. Oz said, in a Medicare is being drained because there's so much chronic illness.
Right.
And part of that is because of how many toxins they have in the air and in the water and in the food. So once that is taken away, then the chronic disease, as RFK said, he will end the chronic disease within 2 years. But the other thing is, you know, people are not taking care of themselves like they should. See, he said it's your civic duty to take care of yourself. And to not drain, and also he said about the treatment for the people has been, what's the word he used? Not accurate treatment. So they're so focused on pushing all these pills on people that make people worse and worse and worse and worse. Remember the woman that Jesus met who said he talked about that she'd, you know, had been gone to every doctor and was none the better, but only the worst, and spent all she had. Okay. So this is exactly what's happening to Medicare, for example. And so that insurance, quote, insurance, is being misused to make the, you know, not to make the people well, but to make the bad guys wealthy, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, that's going to stop. And that's exactly what Dr. Oz said he was going to end that. Also, obviously, working with RFK. So, you know, yes, you have insurance, but it's not going to be the way we've always thought about insurance. And so it'll just be, you know, because remember, after this is the final battle, after the 1,000 years of peace on earth, then we have the final battle of destroying Satan. It's mm-hmm. called the Gog and Magog battle, but that's after the 1,000 years of peace on earth, and then we have heaven and earth merge. We're not there yet. Mm-hmm. The 1,000 years of peace, there's still going to be death. There's still going to be, you know, sickness. There's, you know, it's not perfection, but mm-hmm. it's a big step forward. It's a big step forward. All right, so, and then justice. So that, like you said, it won't be this mayhem in the courts where the evildoers get win, right? Mm-hmm. And what we've seen this week, is, which has been maddening, to see that boy who literally stabbed and killed that young man, and you know, he's getting all, you know, out of jail, getting bonded out of jail. It's, you know, this is the kind of thing it's going to put a stop to. So we're going to just hang on tight. There'll be hospitals, but they won't be death camps, basically. There'll be prisons, but they won't be, someone would go in, they'll do their time, they'll learn their lesson, they'll, you know, and then they'll come out and they'll live a productive life. It won't be a death sentence for their lives. All right. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with the people who know the Lord. Love that. All right. Anything else on that one?
I think you got it.
All right. Number 16.
Imagine the earth filled with the knowledge of the Lord. What will that look like? For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
What do you think?
I it's almost beyond my, I can only imagine.
Right. I know.
It's, you know, everyone with understanding, joy, love, beauty, still working, still enjoying the things that have been put on this earth to enjoy, not to be sitting there worrying about, you know,
yes,
am I going to make it to tomorrow?
Exactly. Exactly. Amen.
Yeah.
The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. No more depression, you know, and that's, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talk a lot about over on my health page, freedomforce.live/health. You know, I've had various, you know, friends and family members who've had terrible depression, and I'm sure you have too. It's mm-hmm. been so hard. So one of my friends just called me this week. She was just in tears because of her loved one who is in having terrible depression. That will end. No more of that. You know, and we're finding out that a lot of this is because of the toxins. Go to my page, freedomforce.live/depression, and see if some of those things help you, because this has helped some of my loved ones. And I'm so, so thankful the Lord has guided me on help to help people. And you know, I never would have wanted any of these things to happen in my personal bubble, right? In my little personal world, but it did. And that my, you know, but thankfully we've been able to help them to come through it. And they're doing great now. A lot of times it's just as simple as amino acids, because they took away a lot of the protein. They say, oh, just be a vegan and don't eat meat. I mean, you know, go to the depression page. If you, you know, if you have people who are experiencing this, this is so difficult for people to even see past and to see any glory, to see any purpose in life. They did this on purpose. You know, you also hear about, you know, I just posted something again this morning about how they've intended to affect our birth rates, you know, and people... I just posted one yesterday also about this woman who had 40 years ago vaccinated her child, and then her child died within 2 weeks of what they called SIDS, you know, and we're realizing this was intentional from the criminals to kill off these babies. It's just awful. And so we're now, no more of that. We're going to talk about this in a second, that no more of these babies will be dying. No more of this. And we're going to have just this glory, no more depression. No more autism, It's just going to be so beautiful. It's going to be like it was when we were kids. Most of us were kids, but even 10 million times better, because we were, you know, we didn't realize what they had done to JFK and RFK and MLK. There'll be justice. There won't be, you know, all these things that they've done to us to lie to us. No more deception. It's just the glory of the Lord on everyone's faces. I think of it like when I see President Trump, because he definitely is the chosen one. When people see President Trump, the joy, don't look at President Trump, look at the joy on the people's faces. It's just remarkable. All right, number 17.
Put in your own words what the fulfillment of Isaiah 11, 6 through 7 will be like. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard will lie down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion, and a little child will lead them all.
Wow.
The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like a cow.
Amen. We're just coming up on this beautiful piece.
The division, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. We'll relax and enjoy the beauty of the lot, you know.
Yes.
All the things that were there to divide us before will be gone.
And I think exactly. I think it's about people. Mm-hmm. As much as it's about animals, it's going to be about people. You know, when you don't know if you can walk down the street, because is there a wolf out there?
Mm-hmm.
An MS-13 person out there who's going to hit me in the head with a baseball bat.
Right.
Right? And so there'll be just, you know, maybe someone is, or maybe there'll be people you're trying to have a conversation with and they attack you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they attack my channel all the time. I'm telling you, the bots are always at it. Always. They must, you know, we must be doing a great job because they're always at it. But, you know, it's, imagine just having a conversation and not feeling like you're always under attack. How about that? That sounds like heaven to me. All right. So, it's going to be all peace everywhere. It's just, you know, this is the golden age that President Trump has talked about so many times. All right. Anything else on that one?
I think we're good.
All right. Number 18.
Imagine the Lord's house being established throughout the entire world. I don't believe this means the weak modern Christian church will simply be mass produced worldwide and other religions eradicated.
Right.
We will all come together to follow Christ. As the woman at the well said, I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. John 4:25. Write in your own words what it will be like for every person in the world to know and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So Isaiah 2:2. In the last days, the mountains of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. It will be raised above the other hills, and people from all over the world will stream there to worship. People from many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Lord's teachings will go out from Zion. His word will go out from Jerusalem. The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. They will hammer their swords into the plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation, nor train for war anymore.
Woo! Look at there. Woo! We're watching this happen before in real time, you guys. We are watching this happen right here. That's right. We are. And just like that woman at the well who met Jesus, and she knew that that day would come. They actually taught the minor prophets. She wasn't brainwashed into modern churchianity. She knew that this day would come when the Messiah would explain all these things and he would bring everyone together. She was a Samaritan, and then there was the Jews, and they were always divided. There was always this division between them, but she knew that the Lord, the Messiah, would bring them together. And so this is what it's, you know, the house of the Lord. Don't think of it as what we think of as the modern church just being, you know, put all over the world. Think of wherever you are, that everyone is joined together in this beautiful unity. The mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. In other words, It's not about a physical building. It's about everyone joining together in this beautiful praise of the Lord, recognizing what he has done for humanity. The enemy is gone. The beast and the false prophet are gone. Satan is gone. There's no more deception. And all of a sudden, everyone realizes everything is at peace. It's like, what happened? How did this happen? And they'll realize it was the Lord and give praise to him. Amen? We'll go up and he will teach us his ways and we'll walk in his paths. I really do believe that this is what's happening right now. All the things that we are learning about our health, about justice, about our constitution, about all these things, the Lord is teaching us his ways and having us walk in his paths. This is what we're doing. We're watching this happening right here in real time, mediating. You know, the Lord is using President Trump to mediate between all these nations and settling all these international disputes. We're never going back to the day when you know they were using our country to enslave humanity with all this commerce. We're not going back to that. We're never going back to that. We're never going back to the day when we start wars that just make them, the cabal, more powerful and wealthy. We're not doing that anymore. We're done. We're done with that. Not doing that. The Lord will mediate between nations, will settle international disputes. They'll hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. What do you need a sword for? What do you need a spear for? Don't need a spear. Let's go and make it into a plowshare. Let's make something that would benefit people, right? Let's go, you know, a plowshare is what you know, like a plow, right? Mm-hmm. A pruning hook is something to prune a tree so it can grow more fruit. Bottom line, something beneficial. Make a car out of that. Instead of a tank, let's retrofit it, make it into a car, make it into something that's beneficial. So I know at this point we still have to have the protection forces. But even though we have it, and President Trump has put all this money into it, we're not using it to hurt anyone, for sure. Just using it to protect ourselves. And you know that's the wise thing to do. You have a gun at your house, I'm sure, but you're not going to shoot anybody. You're going to protect yourself, right? We have to protect ourselves. Nation will no longer fight against nation, nor train for war anymore. Beautiful days. Anything else you want to add to that, Miss Tammy?
No, I have more guns than I thought I did. Every time I open a drawer.
Oh, really?
My husband had a lot of guns, apparently.
Oh, wow. That you didn't even know about. Wow. All right. Yeah. But you know, you're not going out to shoot anybody. You're just trying to, but you can protect yourself, which is awesome. Yes. All right. Number 19.
Do you believe the Lord will dissolve the world religions except for Christianity, or that he will clarify their teachings so they all come into alignment with the truth about him, or something other construct? Describe what it might be like.
I meant to say or some other construct. So okay. I've got to make a correction on that.
Okay, some typo. Other construct.
Yeah, a little typo there. All right. So, do you believe it's just going to be like all the Buddhist temples are gone, all the Muslim the mosques are gone, all the temples, Jewish temples are gone, and now you have churches put in their place? Does that sound like what, is that, or is it going to be that he's going to, it's a real question, or is he going to clarify all their teachings, whether it's a church or a monastery or a temple or a mosque or whatever, is he going to clarify the teachings so they all come into alignment with him? And I think that's the case. I think that is the case. At the very beginning, and remember, I think lesson number 3, we talked about that every world religion is waiting on a Messiah. They're waiting on their Savior. And so they all will listen to their Savior, like the woman at the well, and will all come into alignment, But each culture will remain this, distinct. There'll be each culture, Middle Eastern culture or whatever, but they'll all come into alignment. Clearly, no more deception and no more using religion to cause division. All right. So the Lord is able to do that. Pretty cool. Imagine, because you have the false prophet gone. The false prophet will be gone. The false prophet who has intentionally used religion to cause division and confusion. And also looking down, you know, what's the word for looking down our noses at someone else, you know, disrespecting other people. That's got to go. That's got to go. I'm tired of that one.
My God's better than your God.
Oh, I know. It's just got to go.
They'll just be one. He will be there.
Amen.
So it's no reason for anybody to cling on to something else. We'll all be looking at him.
Amen. Amen.
And they'll have to bow.
Woo! Yes. Oh, I cannot wait. All right. Number 20.
Of course, one of my favorite verses in Isaiah 65:20. Put in your own words how wonderful this will be and what might look like in the implications of the medical community. No longer will babies die when only a few days old. No longer will adults die before they have lived a full life. No longer will people be considered old at 100. Only the cursed will die that young.
How many times have I quoted that verse? Countless. Because I'm so glad we have that vision. Everybody just continue to have that vision before them that no longer will all this harm happen. We're going to live long, healthy lives. No more of the babies dying. No more. No more. No more. Now, and we're all going to live a full life. And it says, when it says only the cursed will die that young, it's kind of using this literary way of saying, it would be like, what happened? How could they have only lived to be 100? It's outrageous. It'll be so rare, so odd, so, was there some problem? How could they only live to 100? You see, that's the way Isaiah is saying it. It's going to be so commonplace for people to live hundreds of years, much like before the flood. Remember before Noah's day, Methuselah lived to be over 900 years old. No longer will people be considered old at 100. So there you go. So let's just say we're going to live to be 900. So basically each one of you is 10 years old. You're not even quite 10 yet. Think of yourself in that way. And it's the first thing that has to happen is we have to change our thought pattern and our understanding of who we are and how God made us. And so we're going to have all these treatments, these true cures. And that's, again, what I talk about on freedomforce.live/health. All these ways that, because you are not just flesh and bone, you are the Spirit of the Lord, but you also have this like electric system in your body. That's why I love Prescribing Life, because they help your nervous system to be energized so that it sends the right signal. CBD does the same thing. This is why President Trump brought this back into our food supply, because this energizes your body to send the right signals so your liver works right and your kidneys work right and your lungs work right. And you can receive all the nutrients in the food if you can make sure to eat organic and don't go to my green smoothies page, get all these good greens in you, living food in you, right? They've been feeding us death. We want to feed ourselves life, and we'll be able to live these long, healthy lives. I even saw the other day that Tesla, I showed a video over on the social media of the Tesla machine where it goes in like electronically and just helps to revitalize your cells. This is what we're going to have. This week, because it's 420, tomorrow's 420, and right now they're having that CBD sale. Let me see if I can go over there and show you that. My Daily Choice / Melissa Red Pill. If you go over there, I'm going to see if I can find it. My Daily Choice / Melissa Red Pill. Go over, and this is a great time for you to get it's like 25% off of all the CBD, which is great. Okay, here it is right here. So, yeah. These are all these ways that we are learning how to have. I'll go ahead and share that link. But anyway, this is how we're learning to have good health, you know. And no more are we going to just, you know, eat things that Lord only knows what's in it, right? We're going to be very, very, very careful about whatever is put into our bodies. Our body's a temple. And we've got to be very, very careful about that. All right, so don't forget, freedomforce.live/greensmoothies. Check it out. Try it out, okay? Try it out. And at first, if you're going to do this, just maybe put a little more fruit in it. I don't really put that much fruit in mine, or maybe not at all, but it, you know, until you kind of get used to it, but just, and you'll start to see how this is really just helping your body to heal, because the medicine doesn't heal you. Your body, God created your body to heal, but you have to feed it with the proper things. Okay, so here's the one. I'm posting this right now, mydailychoice.com/MelissaRedPill. It's going on through Monday. Yeah, through Monday. So there's the link right there. It's 25% off on that, on the CBD. And then the green smoothies is just stuff that you can get over the counter. But I go through the list right there. And oh, and I just love that Rev 7. I don't know if you guys have tried that yet. You can get the 3-pack. Let me show you this too real quick. All these ways that we're going to have our health. What is it? MyPillow.com/Melly. MyPillow.com/Melly. This, I can't even believe. I cannot wait for my new order to come in, because they're absolutely, hang on, they're so delicious. I love that, with Mike holding that can of Rev 7. Try it out. It's the 3 cans for free. Okay, just go over there and type Melly. And if you join and you don't want us to have the subscription, you don't have to. You can cancel it anytime. But yeah, it's vegan, non-GMO. It's got this 250 milligrams of cognizin. I mean, it's like a breath of fresh air into your brain. No caffeine. It doesn't give you the jitters or anything like that. All right, I want you to see that. Let me see if there's anything. I think they have some other things I wanted to show you. Okay. Talk too much. Okay, so here in, yes, okay, I had that one, I know the Messiah's coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain all these things to us. And then, this was from Revelation, oh, I wanted to show you this. I know what it was. Here's the verse, remember how we were talking, I meant to show this at the time. Remember how we talked about earlier, how they'll come and kiss our feet? Mm-hmm. Revelation 3:9 says, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. Doesn't it sound just like what we were reading in Isaiah 60? They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. So this is what it's talking about. Everyone will know that we have been his true people scattered all over the world. I can't wait for that to come out. But when the false prophet is gone, who keeps all this truth from coming out, then that's going to happen too. I wanted you to see that. That's in Revelation 3:9. All right. Something else I wanted to show you guys before we go. What was the other thing? I was just going to show you. I thought of something else. I guess that was it. There was something else I was going to show you. Is there anything else that you have, Miss Tammy?
No, my mom, who's 88, is quoting RFK already. He says to drink ice, water, and salt, and something for you to clear your arteries out. So he's getting his word out. And I told her, well, really? Write that down. Tell me what you got from him.
Okay, so he said ice water with salt?
So some kind of salt and something that starts with a K. So she was going to get back to me. So okay. Was saying how it's getting out, even with people that don't really watch much of...
Right. Right. Exactly. That's so great. I cannot wait. That gives you an idea how it's going to be. And that's what our job is, really, to share all these things so it goes into every nook and every cranny so people get the truth. So thank you so much, everybody, for continually sharing all of this good news. And really, really fun to see all this happening before our eyes. Okay. And then I guess we'll pray. And we'll be on the chat for a little bit longer. But Keep doing your homework. Next week is, I think we're going to go into the talk about the Gog and Magog battle. I think that's next. Because after the 1,000 years of peace, Satan is
Gog and
stopped.
Magog.
He stopped for 1,000 years. But then he comes out like, meh. And then we have that final battle. And then death is conquered. And 1,000 years of peace is wonderful, but we want death conquered. We want no more death. And that's what Jesus paid for. Yeah, he paid for that on the cross. All right. Yes, Miss Jacobs says, so ready for the whole world to see his face. So he's so close. Hold on, everyone. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Miss Jacobs. All right. Would you pray for us, Miss Tammy?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word today. We just stand on your promise. Yes. There will come a day, no more tears, no more sorrow. And we're looking forward for that, Lord. We just ask that each person here today just really hear that, really understand that, really put that in their heart. And as they go out into the day and into the world, that they just continue to spread the good news in your word that this day is coming, and it just seems to be coming sooner rather than later. And we just love you, Lord. Whatever it is that you would have us do is our part. Please let us know. Stay with us. We love you. We praise you. We honor you. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. So one other quick thing, and I just forgot about this. I went, Mr. Wonderful and I, and I'm going to talk about this tomorrow on the show. We went to that movie, The Last Supper, that was by The Chosen. And I've got to tell you, the really cool part that happened in it. And I'm not going to really go into it all right now, but if you have an opportunity, go and see it. It was funny because in our theater nearby, it had, like, they didn't have number one and number two. They only had number three. So we said, well, we'll go to number three. But you really need to watch them in order anyway, because so we missed the triumphal entry part. We missed him destroying the, you know, if you remember, our Lord Jesus destroyed the religious leaders. I mean, he said, you're whitewashed tombs and, you know, all this. And we missed that part. So we watched number three. But when we got there at the right time to watch number three, I looked on the marquee thing, and it said that they were available. One and two were available, but it didn't show you it online, is what I'm saying. So I would really encourage you to go and watch that at the theaters, because then you can help support what The Chosen is doing. And also, I mean, the place was packed. We had to had a hard time getting seats, which was great. So they're knowing that we want to watch Christian movies. They also have that kids movie, the animated movie, which is King of Kings. So that was really cool. That people are watching, wanting to go watch those Christian movies. How awesome is that? Isn't that awesome? All right. Yes, I missed the part where he's flipping the tables. I missed that part. So I'm going to have to go back and watch number one. But anyway, so you might want to just go to the theater and see what's on the marquee, because they might, something might be fishy on their website. I'm just saying. All right, guys, we're going to be on the chat for just a little bit. I guess that's everything. I think that's it. Yes, we did another one. We did another one. And Tammy's working on the major clues from Minor Prophet Study. She's almost got that thing ready to go. So excited. So we're going to be starting that one after. So stay tuned on that. All right, guys, we love you. And just Merry Easter. Have a wonderful Resurrection Day. Oh, don't forget to get your Omer ready. We're going to start counting the Omer tomorrow. Okay, on Jesus is the first fruits. All right, so have a wonderful Resurrection Day with your family, and we'll talk to you later.